Time to meet the men from the ministry. Let's take another kick at the seat of government with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Schuyler. In the General Assistance Department at the Ministry, Lennox Brown and Lamb can never resist a challenge.
Well, then, too, let's play that new game I've invented, shall we?
Promotion.
You've invented the game?
Well, don't sound so surprised. You don't think I sit at my desk all day doing nothing, do you?
What exactly is this game? Promotion, you say?
That's right. It's a little bit like Snakes and Ladders, but on a proper civil service basis. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, you see, there's the board and the dice, and these counters you move to show how far you've got.
Oh, yes. Little men in bowler hats. Mm. And you have to get them from bottom right to top left.
Helped, of course, by these ladders, if you're lucky enough to land on one.
Seen talking to head of department, go up one.
Yes.
Head of department laughs at your joke, go up two.
You laugh at head of department's joke, go up six. Yes, but you've got to watch out for the snakes.
Ah, yes. Mm. Seen slipping canteen sugar into pocket, go down one. Send rude postcard to office while on holiday, go down four.
Well, I like to think they're rather well balanced. Note these two, for instance.
Yes.
Seen leaving office with bulging briefcase, go up one.
Briefcase falls open to show tablets of soap nicked from washroom, go down two. I say this is tricky one. Seen cuddling secretary, go down five.
On the other hand, see head of department cuddling secretary, go up ten and have unlimited free throat.
Oh, you wouldn't wait long in Sir Gregory's case. General Assistance Department.
Lennox Brown there.
Well, it's Sir Gregory. Something he's got a job for.
Oh, he always rings when he's not wanted. What an uncouth fellow he is. Hello, Sir Gregory. What an uncouth fellow. What a nice surprise to hear from you, sir. And how's Lady Pitkin? Got over her chest, has she?
Yes, thank you. Yes. Now listen, Lennox Brown.
Make her keep wool next to the skin. That's the thing in this weather.
Yes. Now listen, this is urgent.
Never mind if it tickles. That's not important. People her age mustn't take risks.
I'm ringing because I've a very important job for your office.
Ah, I was afraid you might have, yes.
Do you know Sally at all, Lennox Brown?
I certainly do, Sir Gregory. Yes, I often motor through there, yes. The minister lives there, doesn't he?
Yes, yes. Do you know the Hawk's Back?
I didn't even know he'd been away.
No, you fool! It's a road on the way to Smedfield.
Oh, ah, yes, yes. Well, I know Smedfield, yes. Always full of traffic.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, that's why we want to build a Smedfield bypass, send all through traffic around the outside.
What a brilliant scheme, Sir Gregory.
Well, the problem is to find the most suitable route. That's your job, and it's urgent.
Urgent, I see, yes.
But into that, look at the possibilities. Check the layout of all present roads, streets, and highways.
Rely on us, Sir Gregory. We leave no avenue unexplored.
Come on, Mildred. LB wants us for his conference on the Smedfield scheme.
Right at home, Mr. Lamb.
Did you get that large-scale map of the area like I asked you?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, I forgot.
You forgot. That's a fine thing. You know what Sir Gregory says about people who can't remember things.
No, what's he say?
I forget. Well, I can't keep LB waiting. Join us in 5 minutes, Mildred, and bring that map with you.
Oh, where can I get a thing like that? I better ask Ben. Archive department, please. After all, if you can't help you out in an emergency, what's the boyfriend for? Hello, Ben. Mildred here. Look, I'm in trouble and it's up to you to help me out. What? What do you mean you just put in for a foreign posting? No, Ben. It's just we need a map of Surrey, quick, and I don't know where to get one. Well, you got one down there. That's a bit of luck. It's 18 what? 1885. Well, that won't matter. England hasn't changed shape, has it? I'll come and fix it right away.
Now, are we ready to tie this business up? Crawley, you found the contractor for the job?
Yes. Half Yard and Hewitt, construction and demolition experts. They'll start the bypass as soon as we've settled the what's his name.
Yes, well, that shouldn't take long. We have a map of the area, have we?
I asked Mildred, but she forgot. She's still trying to find one.
Oh, typical.
Mildred, dear.
Mildred, we've been waiting for that map of,
Surrey.
Well, I accept your apology. Just spread the map on the table, will you? That's the idea. Mind the pelargonium, too.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes,
well, be careful. Yes. Now then. Now, where are we?
Well, now, this is Snedfield over here. Look, where these two roads join.
Yes, that's what causes the traffic jam.
Jams, yes. Well, perhaps we should work out some one-way streets like we did in London. I enjoyed that. You remember
that?
Oh, you weren't here. Where are you calling now? No, Mr. Lamb and I were blindfolded, you see, and we stuck pins in the London street. It was marvelous, you see. Everywhere we hit, we made a one-way street.
And everyone we missed, we made no entry or left turn only.
London's never been the same since.
Mind you, Sir Gregory wasn't pleased.
Oh, no.
Each time he tried to drive home, he ended up back at the office.
But we're not allowed to mess about with Snedfield, Mr. Lennox Brown. We've got to find a route for the bypass.
Ah, yes, I remember. Send all through traffic round the outside.
Yeah, it won't be easy finding space, though. That area's highly developed.
Not at all, Mr. Crawley. There's all this bit over here, quite empty. I mean, that smells rather musty. Where did you get it, Mildred?
In one of the other departments.
Oh, good, then it must be all right. As I said, there's plenty of room for the new road. Look at all this green space over here where it says North Surrey.
Oh, yes, yes. Croydon Village. It's all fields and forests.
Yeah. Yeah. And across here there's pearly pastures, public footpaths to Balham, common grazing ground, Battersea Parish Council, Lambeth Wood.
Yeah. But wait a minute, this road could be further down here, surely. I mean,
well, that's open country too. Mildred, pass me that toffee tin with the coloured pencils. We'll have this worked out in no time. There we are. What do you think of that?
Very impressive. Looks like the veins on Sir Gregory's face.
Everybody got it clear? This red line is the new road. Yes. That green triangle is the builder's base. This blue square is the development area.
And what's that brown circle?
That's where I left my teacup.
I must say, it all seems too easy to me.
Well, I think I've done enough. I'll be off for the rest of the day. Two, you'll tell the contractors where we want the road.
Yeah, I certainly will.
Yes, and have them get that bulldozer moving first thing in the morning.
Or even sooner. My word, Sir Gregory will be pleased. The route goes through entirely untouched open country. So there'll be no inconvenience to anyone.
Another pinch of toast, Alf.
No, I've had enough, lad. Them prunes is filling me. I'll just sit quiet in the window here and read the that field guardian. I always like to sit quiet for a bit after prunes.
Oh, yes. Yes. You like your old window seat, don't you?
Hello. What's going on over there?
Another piece of toast, Alf.
Over there on the allotment. Lots of blokes with concrete mixers and tractors and all that argy-bargy.
It's best to sit quiet after prune.
They've got one of them big bulldozers. He's coming this way, it is. It's gone right over Bert Brown's bristles.
What's a bulldozer, Ralph?
Hey, he's knocked down Gary Gibson's greenhouse. I'm Dolly Osgood's outhouse. I'm Shorty Shippen's shed. Sounds like he was in there.
What's a bulldozer, Al?
Oh, he knocked down the railing. Hey, that bulldozer's coming across the road.
What's a bulldozer, Al?
Hey, he knocked our fence down. He's coming through our garden. What do you think he... Oh, stop, look out!
What is a bulldozer, Al?
That ruddy thing there by the sideboard!
Oh,
General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb speaking.
It's Worthier, foreman on your Snedfield bypass scheme.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Wells. Everything going smoothly, is it?
No, I'm afraid it isn't. We can't put this road where you said. There's a row of houses in the way.
Houses? Surely not. Just let me look at the map. No, there are no houses there at all.
But I can see them.
An optical illusion, Mr. Wells. Perhaps you're wearing National Health glasses. If the houses aren't on the minister map, they don't exist.
One of my lads just drove his bulldozer through someone's front wall. We thought you had them evacuated, see? One old duck ended up sitting on the bulldozer's bonnet clutching a bowl of prunes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Worth. We want this job kept up to schedule, so please get on with it. Good day. Amazing what a fuss some people make over trivial things. Still, I think I put him in his place, Mildred, don't you? I'm sure we'll hear no more about it.
Good evening. In Chatterama tonight, we turn our television spotlight on a matter of public concern. The problem? What looks suspiciously like a ministry muddle. The place? Snedfield in Surrey. Our reporter, Forth Robinson.
Hello. As you probably gathered, this is Forth Robinson here. And I'm standing amid the ruins of what was once a housing estate, and is now just a heap of rubble. But here at Snedfield, a ministry road-building scheme is being pushed through in a hurry. And literally pushed through. Already it's pushed through 90 houses, 4 pubs, a churchyard, and a public toilet. There has indeed been grave inconvenience. So, what's going on? Well, I have here 2 men from the ministry who should know. Mr. Lennox Brown, why have these people been turned out of the home?
Ah, yes. Well, it's the scheme, my dear chap. Yes. It was all in the memo, you see, all laid down.
Yes, but you devised the scheme, did you not?
In a way, yes. Look, why don't you have a word with my assistant here, Mr. Lamb?
Mr. Lamb, have you anything to add to what your superior has said?
Only that he's absolutely right.
But he didn't say anything.
No, but if he had, he'd have been absolutely right.
Mr. Lamb, how would you like to be turned out of your home at 48 hours' notice?
Oh, I'd love it.
You see, you'd love it.
Yeah, it's the smell of my landlady's cooking, you see. Seems to follow you everywhere.
Just one moment, Mr. Robinson. Could I ask you a question for a change?
Oh, by all means.
That's such a charming accent of yours. What part of Wales do you come from?
Of all the fantastic, incredible idiocy, of all the stupid, silly starters, of all the half-witted, bone-headed bungling.
Silly what, Sir Gregory?
Farces, I think he said.
Of all the incompetent, hair-brained inanity, of all the ham-fisted, bubbling lunacy.
Now, Gregory, please, you mustn't blame yourself.
Found it, man. You've wrecked all these houses and evicted scores of people just because you looked at an out-of-date map. What are the public going to say?
Does the public have to know, Sir Gregory?
Ah. Now, listen. As it happens, I see a chance to save face.
Oh. Are you sure it's worth it, Sir Gregory?
Look. The answer to this problem is a flyover.
Oh, a flyover. What a splendid idea.
Yes. Good thinking, Sir Gregory.
It'll justify this demolition you've done and turn the Snedfield bypass into a showpiece of modern planning.
And perhaps a few one-way streets, eh?
As you know, they're having this Forward with Britain exhibition shortly, and they're a bit stuck for samples of British progress.
So I hear. Mr. Crawley says that all they've got so far are colour television eye shades and a mechanical bingo caller.
Well, now they can fill the place with pictures of the Snedfield flyover, plus lots of blurb.
I can see it now. Snedfield flyover, a triumph of British engineering.
Snedfield flyover, tomorrow's flyover today.
Snedfield flyover, gateway to the future.
Snedfield flyover, a challenge of our time.
Excellent, excellent.
Just one thing, Sir Gregory.
Yes?
What exactly is a flyover?
Mildred, have you addressed all those invitations for the official Snedfield opening?
I'm just on the last few now, sir.
Can I check them?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. MPs, the minister, the mayor, Oh, honestly, Mildred, look at this envelope to R.D. Midness Esquire.
What's wrong with that? You told me to put his title in.
I said President of the Snedfield Chamber of Commerce. Look what you've written.
President of the Snedfield Chamber of Horrors. Oh, well. Can I rub it out?
I think you'd better. This Snedfield scheme's the apple of Sir Gregory's eye.
Well, so it should be, the millions it's cost. It's no wonder they brought in all these new economy rules for the civil service. Here, have you seen that list on the wall there?
Oh, yes.
All internal envelopes to be readdressed and used at least 10 times.
And then turned inside out and used another 10. Telegrams and phone calls to be reduced to the minimum.
Yeah. My boyfriend Bernard says they cut off his extension. I mean, that could ruin our relationship.
The one thing they're not economizing on is this Snedfield opening. I haven't seen LB and Sir Gregory so excited for years. They spend half the day chatting about it on the phone. I just hope it works out all right.
Well, it's only hands, Sir Gregory. At 11:55 next Monday, the Duchess will cut the tape. And at 12 o'clock precisely, she'll be the first to fly over the Passover. Pass over the fly.
Good, good. There'll be a small reception afterwards, of course, for myself and other VIPs. Champagne and whatever delicacies they can knock up in the kitchen.
I don't know if you'd wish me to be there, sir.
Good idea. They need all the help in the kitchen they can get. Keep up the good work, Lennox Brown.
It can be very hurtful sometimes.
One, I have the pictures of the Snedfield flyover.
Ah, yes, yes. For the Forward with Britain exhibition. Yes, well, may I see?
Here you are. Mm-hmm. Straight from Half Yard and Hewitt's own photographic unit on the site.
But don't you think these pictures, they're not quite big enough for the exhibition?
But I wondered that myself. They should really be enormous.
Well, I mean, they're the centerpiece of the show. People need to see them right across the hall.
Yes, perhaps I should ask them to get their prints blown up larger and send us some bigger copies.
Good idea, yes, but there isn't much time.
I'll send a telegram. Now, let's see. Half Yard and Hewitt, Snedfield, Surrey. We have received your pictures of the flyover, but I am afraid they are too small. Stop. So will you please have them blown up larger?
Immediately.
Immediately. That, I think that covers it.
Oh. So, haven't you read the new economy rules? That's twice as many words as you need in this telegram.
Really?
Yes. Half yarding to it. Yes. Oh, look, isn't there a telegraphic address on that letter? Yes, there you are. See, telegraphic address, Half-Wit, Surrey. Now then, we have received your pictures of the flight.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You're not writing to your aunt, too. You went missing businesslike. All you say is, pictures received, flyover.
Pictures received, flyover. Stop.
No, you don't need to stop. It's not a punctuation exercise. I'm afraid they're too small, so will you please have them blown up larger immediately?
Yes.
It would be fine, too. Mm-hmm. Precisely, all you have to say is, too small. Must be blown up immediately.
I see that. Pictures received, flyover too small, stop. Oh, no, you don't want to stop there. We'll cut that out. Must be blown up immediately.
Oh, well, so you saved nearly £1 on the cost of the wire.
General Assistance Department, they've done something right for once.
Put him in a very good mood, Sir Gregory.
Well, I'm off for a long weekend at my new country cottage.
Your new country cottage? How very delightful, yes. And where is that, if I may ask?
A lovely, unspoiled spot by the Downs called Groping on the Green.
Oh, Groping on the Green, yes. Well, that sounds charming. Oh, yes.
It is. I hope down there I'll find a little peace.
I thought you used it to Quan Miguel. I said, will you be taking anyone with you?
Well, as you're no doubt aware, Lam, Miss Bentwater from the typing pool is coming to handle my schedules. One can never entirely leave work behind.
How true, Sir Gregory, yes, yes.
But it'll be good to relax before Monday's ceremony. Can I rely on there being no slip-ups?
Oh, most certainly, sir. We saw pictures of the flyover yesterday. They're just adding the finishing touches.
Ah, the pictures for the exhibition, no doubt.
Exactly, yes. So, sir, yes. Unfortunately, they were too small, so we ordered them to be blown up.
My word, you're on the ball these days, Lennox.
Indeed, we are. Sent them a pretty sharp telegram, I can tell you.
Oh,
very brief, of course. I mean, in accordance with the new economy rules.
Excellent.
Perhaps you'd like to see the telegram.
Yes.
Have you a copy? I think you'll agree it's a model of brevity and directness.
The Snidfield flyover is a ministry triumph. The pictures, like the opening ceremony, must be on the grand scale.
Here's the telegram, Sir Gregory.
God. Oh, yes. You're wired to this Snidfield people. Now, let me see. Pictures received. Flyover too small. Must be blown up immediately. What?
Oh, that's right. No. If I may say so, you've misread it.
Yes.
It's the pictures that are too small.
You stopped in the wrong places. The way you read it, it sounds as if we wanted the flyover blown up.
Isn't that the way they'll have read it? You pinheaded bird brain of a fool. Get them on the phone, quick.
On the phone, yes. Mildred, get me the Snedfield flyover site at once. The man in charge, that's right. It's very urgent.
It's impossible. It's impossible. They wouldn't do such a thing.
No, they wouldn't do such a thing.
Well, of course they would, you blithering idiot. What else can they do? They've got your orders in black and white. Too small to blow it up.
You know, I think I'll go home now. Got a bit of a headache.
Stay where you are. You two are responsible for this. If there are necks to be wrung, I want yours handy.
We've got Snedfield. Hello. This is Mr. Lamb at the ministry.
Oh, Mr. Lamb at the ministry. Good morning.
Look, we sent you a telegram yesterday. Have you blown up the flyover yet?
We didn't get the telegram till this morning, I'm afraid.
They didn't get the telegram till today.
Thank heavens for the post office.
And then there was the question of evacuating the local people.
So you haven't done it. You haven't blown up the flyover yet. They haven't done it. They haven't blown it up yet.
But don't worry about the delay. It's just going up now. There. I expect you heard it, did you?
Correction, Sir Gregory. They have blown it up.
I heard.
Oh, you heard.
I heard you write off £90 million of public money.
Mind you, sir, we did save 90 pence on the cost of the telegram.
Well, did I ever tell you what my father said when he put me into the civil service?
No, too, you never told me what your father said when he put you into the civil service, but I'm afraid you may be about to.
He said, once you're established, you can't get the sack. They'll look after you, whatever ghastly bloomers you make, and no matter how many clangers you drop.
Yes, it's a wise father who knows his own son. And I wouldn't describe what's happening to us as being looked after.
I don't know. This transfer may do us good. They say the air's like wine in the Outer Hebrides.
Yes. Postage to archives are very much it. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, I just hope our office is heated.
Oh, yes. I hear there's a peat fire in the middle of the hut.
No, I don't think I can stand it too. A man of my sensibilities, I mean, cut off from London culture, the theatre, the opera, the ballet.
Yeah, I believe Ballymackey has an annual herring gutting contest. And he shall be entirely cut off.
48 hours to get out of Whitehall and into the Outer Hebrides.
I've got your tickets, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Mildred. Yes.
And Mr. Crowley's come to say goodbye.
I certainly have. I wouldn't want to see you go without shaking your what's-his-name.
Yes, well, thank you, Crowley. I hope you'll all get on with the chaps who'll be taking our place here.
Do you know who that'll be, sir?
A rather odd pair, I'm told. A Mr. Sharp and a Mr. Lump. Apparently they clanged in the New York office and got transferred here.
Who's taking their place in New York?
Two chaps who messed things up in Ballymackey.
So people don't have to stay in Ballymackey forever. You haven't been, like, defiled.
I certainly hope not, Mildred.
Yeah, what I want to know is, what's happening about the Snedfield bypass?
Oh, well, it's been taken out of our hands, Mildred. Sir Gregory's passed the whole project to Patty Scott's department.
Oh, yes, they really get on with things there. They've found a new route already and started work today. They are going through some little place called Groping on the Green.
Groping on the Green, that rings a bell.
It's Mum! Lamb! Don't go.
Hey, Gregory, are you all right?
Good Lord, you're all covered in brick dust.
You've got to stay here, both of you, and sort out this Snedfield business.
What? Is that plaster in your hair, Sir Gregory, or is your dandruff getting worse?
Scott's department have made a ghastly mistake. They're trying to put the bypass through one of our loveliest villages.
Are you sure, sir?
Well, of course I'm sure. I was down there examining my schedules. And Miss Bentwater was there, taking things down for me.
You'd better sit down, Sir Gregory. You've had a shock.
Yeah, I certainly have. We were just getting down to it, the schedule, when a bulldozer came through the wall, knocked us both off the sofa, and smashed into my portfolio.
Good Lord. So you don't want us in Ballymucky after all?
Oh, certainly not. It was all a mistake. Now, stay on and sort this thing out.
Ah, yes. Well, that may not be so easy, sir. You know, arrangements have been made. We would need time off to counsel.
Take all the leave you want, man.
And I was looking forward to getting away from this office with its shabby furniture and worn-out carpet.
You can have new carpets and furniture if you stay. Have anything you want.
You see one? My father was right.
Your father was right.
They do look after you in the civil service.